for all priests, ministers of Christ, the teacher, priest, and pastor, that by their service they might build up the people of God, which is the Church, into a holy temple of the Spirit.
In Rome's Cathedral Basilica of St. John Lateran, Pope Benedict XVI presided over the Mass of Our Lord's Supper, Holy Thursday evening. The solemn celebration, known in Latin as the Missa in Cena Domini, marks the beginning of the Paschal Triduum, the 3 days when the Universal Church marks Christ's Passion, Death, and Resurrection.
Avendo amato I suoi che erano nel mondo,
in his homily, Pope Benedict admonished us against what he described as the haughty belief that we are self-sufficient, that we do not need to be cleansed. When we believe this, we are closed, he said, to the saving goodness of God.
Si spinge con il suo amore fino alla fine, fino all'estremo.
The Holy Father said the solemn rites of Christ's communion, celebrated each Holy Thursday, show us how great God's love is for man. He loves him even when he has fallen from grace, and he never abandons him. Reflecting on the mandatum, or washing of the feet, Pope Benedict said the entire mystery of Christ is therein explained. When God comes down from heaven and becomes a slave, he washes our feet so that we may eat at his table.
Affinché diventiamo degni di prendere posto alla sua tavola.
The Pope then went on to speak of the great gift of purification.
Voi siete mondi. Ma non tutti, dice il Signore.
You are clean, but not all, says the Lord. Here, noted the Holy Father, the dark mystery of refusal becomes reality with the event of Judas. The Lord's purifying love is unlimited, but man can put limits to it. The Pope said it is the refusal of love, not wanting to be loved, not loving, which makes man unclean. It is the haughty belief that we do not need to be cleansed, which closes itself to the saving goodness of God. It is the arrogance which does not wish to confess or recognize that we need purification. We see the nature of this refusal very clearly in Judas.
L'amore del Signore non conosce limiti, ma l'uomo può porre ad esso un limite.
Miserere mei Deus, miserere mei, quoniam in te confugit anima mea.
At the Chrism Mass in St. Peter's Basilica, in which the oil to be used in sacraments and liturgical celebrations throughout the coming year is blessed, Pope Benedict reflected with his brother priests and bishops on the nature of their special vocation in the life of the Church.
Il mistero del sacerdozio della Chiesa sta nel fatto.
The great mystery of the priesthood, said Pope Benedict, is to be found in the fact that Christ himself has chosen to speak and work through his priests, especially when they celebrate the Eucharist.
Il suo io. In persona Christi.
The Pope said friendship with Christ is at the center of the priesthood, and that the only way to be friends with Christ is to be in full communion with his head and his body.
Amici di Gesù Cristo.
The priest is first and foremost a man of prayer.
Il sacerdote deve essere soprattutto un uomo di preghiera.
The Pope said it is only through prayer that priests can cling to the center of their vocation, which is friendship with Christ. Pope Benedict said the world has need of God, and not just any God, but precisely God who became flesh and loved us so much that he died for us. God who rose from the dead and created space within himself for humanity.
Il mondo ha bisogno di Dio.
This God, said Pope Benedict, must live in his priests, and his priests must live in God.
Gesù Cristo.
The Pope concluded his reflections with the words of slain Roman missionary priest Andrea Santoro, who was murdered in Turkey earlier this year. Father Santoro used to say that he had only loaned his flesh to Jesus so that the Lord himself could go and live among the people to whom Father Santoro had gone with the gospel.
Gesù ha assunto la nostra carne.
Jesus, concluded Pope Benedict, took on our flesh. Let us offer our own to him so that he can come into the world and transform it.
Holy Thursday commemorates Christ's total giving of himself to humanity in the sacrament of Eucharist. Through the washing of feet, it also recalls in a dramatic way the new commandment to love one another.
The Triduum continues with veneration of the cross and the Via Crucis Good Friday, and culminates in the Holy Saturday Vigil, which Pope Benedict will celebrate in St. Peter's Basilica starting at 9 p.m. on Saturday evening. I'm Chris Altieri.